You know, there's an addictive dimension to sin, and it's something that is similar to the concept of habitus, right? It's like if you do an action, it makes it easier for that action to occur again, or it makes it easier for you to perform that action again. And so it takes, you know, the inertia of the thing is that it's going to keep on going unless you insert some sort of, you know, energy to overcome that inertia and then stop it or reverse it. And this is actually a field where, you know, you can actually capitalize or benefit a lot from the works outside of Islam when it comes to all the different sort of factors that play into what puts a person back in a situation of sin or repeating a certain action. Let's just take an alcoholic, for example, like somebody, they're trying to get clean, they're trying to stop drinking. Well, everybody knows that there's certain triggers, there's certain situations, there's certain sort of even people that bring that person back to a situation where they want to do that thing again, right? Whether it's, yeah, like when they're sad or something happens or a certain time of day or going to a bar or after a meal or whatever it is, like the person has triggers, okay? And so sin is like that, right? Sin can have these sorts of triggers. There are certain situations, right, where the suggestion from shaitan comes, and there are certain situations that you're in where it seems more likely or more reasonable, or you're more willing to act on it, your defenses are down, right? And so if somebody's really trying to reroute their habits, you know, it's not just about subtraction. And that's, I think, one thing that we get trapped in when we think about sin and stopping habits. We need displacement, okay? You have to displace that habit with something else, with another habit. And that could be lots of things, right? Like there's always the example of Umar radiallahu anhu, when he came to the masjid one day, and he missed the salah in jama'ah because he was delayed from he was working in the fields. You know, he had a date plantation or whatever. And so he was so upset with himself that he missed the congregational prayer that he gave that plantation away in charity, right? So he had like a counter force, like a counter habit to displace the habit that he didn't like. Well, it wasn't necessarily a habit for him. It happened once, but that's the sort of thing that we're talking about, where it's like you need some sort of consequence even to put on yourself, okay? If you get angry with your spouse and you start to like say not nice things, okay, maybe you have to give a certain amount in charity every single time. Somebody told me, a friend I had from Bosnia, what was it? They said something like whenever they were about to commit a certain sin, they said, I'm going to pray 2 rak'ah. And they found that very, very, very soon, they stopped even wanting to do the sin. And they were telling me this, they're like, you know, I think it's just that it really is the shaitan, because the shaitan doesn't want me to pray. And I got so in the habit of praying whenever I wanted to do this sin that the shaitan just gave up and said, you know what, forget it. I'd rather him not pray. So those are the sorts of things we're talking about. So if you want to break your habit, it's not just subtraction. You have to displace it with something else, with something new entirely.